This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
The Illinois High School Rodeo State Finals are moving from Effingham County to the state's capital for the first time in more than two decades. The Illinois High School Rodeo Association will hold the competition in Springfield this June after 23 years at the county fairgrounds in Altamont. Association Board President Carrie Newbold says there's no hard feelings and the finals could return to Effingham County in 2017. Newbold said the reason for the move is that it didn't appear there were enough local people interested in helping out after two longtime organizers moved out of the Altamont area. The Illinois High School Rodeo State Finals will be held June 9th through the 12th in Springfield. Residents of 12 central Illinois counties can dispose of unwanted agrochemicals for free this year through the Illinois Department of Ag's Agricultural Pesticide Clean Sweep Program. A clean sweep collection has been scheduled for late summer, and it's open to farmers, retired farmers, nursery owners, private pesticide applicators, structural pest control applicators, and landowners who inherited unwanted ag pesticides with their property. The department's Bureau Chief of Environmental Programs, John Teefy, says there's two main reasons to take advantage of the program. Number one being the service is free of charge, and number two is that the state of Illinois, not the program participant, will assume liability for the proper disposal of all materials collected. Participants must register the products they plan to dispose of by July 15th. Forms can be obtained either by calling the Illinois Department of Ag's Pesticide Hotline at 1-800-641-3934 or by visiting one of the program sponsors. Program sponsors include the Farm Bureau, Soil and Water, and U of I Extension offices in the following counties. Those counties closest to the WSMI listening area include Shelby and Effingham counties, but Clark, Coles, Crawford, Cumberland, Douglas, Edgar, Jasper, Lawrence, Moultrie, and Richland counties are also included in the clean sweep. Completed forms should be mailed or faxed to the Illinois Department of Ag, and participants will then be sent a reservation card indicating the date, time, and location of their collection. The Clean Sweep program began in 1990 in Illinois, and since the beginning of the program, the department has held 45 collection events and collected over 500,000 pounds of material from nearly 1,900 people. In other news, nearly 90% of Americans have a favorable view of farmers, and 92% said it was important to provide farmers with federal funding, according to a new national poll released this week. The poll, commissioned by the National Crop Insurance Services, surveyed 1,000 registered voters in early April. John McHenry is the vice president of North Star Opinion Research, and that's the research firm that conducted the poll. John has some things to explain about the results.
86% of the voters nationally say that they viewed farmers favorably, just 3% unfavorably, which is a number that you really don't see for virtually any other professions. Second is the really high level of support for spending federal dollars on farmers and farm policy. 92% said that that was either very important or somewhat important. And then the third big takeaway is the overwhelming support for some sort of assistance, particularly with insurance. Crop insurance is supported by a 2-to-1 margin. Voters supported giving some assistance to farmers because of the importance of the farm industry.
John says the favorability rating of 86% across party lines outshines confidence in any other types of institutions.
When Gallup has asked in the past about confidence in institutions, the top-ranked institution that they ask about is the military, and they get 72% who say that they have a great deal or quite a lot of confidence in the military. So these favorability numbers outstrip even what we see for, you know, support for the military, support for the police, support for small business or even churches. The other real surprise in the numbers is the lack of a partisan pattern. I'm so used to looking at numbers where Republicans are way on one side and Democrats are way on the other side. And we see support for farmers in the 80s across the board and consistent levels of support.
Lawmakers will soon begin working to reauthorize a new farm bill, and McHenry says the poll results send the message to lawmakers that voters approve of the current farm programs and how the programs are organized.
Despite the partisanship that we see in the country, there's a broad bipartisan consensus for the way that policy works now. Not only is this an issue that unifies people, but they're pretty well unified on how Congress has supported it in the past. Voters are frustrated nationally. You see that in support for Donald Trump. You see that in support for Bernie Sanders. And they really want Congress to find solutions. And this is one of the rare highlights where you can say, Congress found a solution here that voters are happy with.
More information about the poll results can be found online at CropInsuranceInAmerica.org. And that's all we have this morning for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Bowles.